with somebody. Yeah, I wanna dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Ooh, ooh.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Make sure I'm where I'm supposed to be here. Good morning. How's everybody doing? It's a beautiful morning. I tell ya. You can tell I'm moving around trying to get things straight, right? I apologize for that. Morning creeped up on me. Really, really fast. So, but anyway, we're here. We're doing well. And it's a great, great day. It's an exciting time to be alive. Let's make sure that I can get on here. Let's see who I can find. Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, darling. How are you? And good morning, audience. How are you guys today? Awesome.
I'm sure they're doing good. They're looking good. They're doing good. I can see people sitting around, mothers and daughters sitting around with their cups of coffee and tea, you know, some juice, whatever, sitting at the table eating breakfast and just sitting with the phone in the middle of the table just listening. I can visualize that. I mean, I don't know why that came in my head this morning, but that's what I see. So somebody out there is doing that. You know, if it is, you know, just click one and say, yes, we're doing that, because that's what I saw. Just when you said that, good morning, audience, I just saw, boom, that they're sitting there and they're listening. So it's a great day. So how are you doing down there with your search? Everything's going good?
Oh, my God. I am sitting on the porch of my brother's house in D-Land. It is absolutely beautiful here. I saw some areas that right around here that I absolutely love. There's about five colleges in the span of 30 minutes that I'm going to be applying to up here, and come find out the prison is just along that route. I'm like, Daddy, this is it right here. This is it. Everything right there within driving distance, within reach, and the area is just absolutely it's family oriented. So anytime family oriented, I can do it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hold on one
really
second.
Nice.
Let me
really
bring
Deborah
nice.
On. Oh, Deborah's back. We missed that girl.
Hold one second. There we go. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Hey,
praise
Deborah,
the Lord. How
we
are you doing?
You, girl.
Hey, everybody. I miss you guys too. I tell you, boy. Let me tell you. She's speaking about Orlando.
Well, wait a minute. Before we get too far in it, my spirit is telling me we did not do the prayer. So, Deborah, that's going to be your chore if you would choose to do so this morning. Let's do the Lord's business, and then we'll chit-chat just for a second.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, We come before you to just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up, starting us on our way, giving us limbs this function, and giving us eyes that see and a heart that feel. We thank you for all that you've done for us.
Thank you, Father God.
We ask today that you would do what you continue to do, is bring souls closer to you, bring people to a point where they realize they need Jesus, that all their problems are able to be solved in you, Lord. Let us be a tool to be used for your glory. We thank you for doing all that you do. We ask that you would touch the audience and anything they need, Lord, in their heart and their minds and their life, that you would provide it for them and let them know that they forever should be forever mindful to give you praise for it. We thank you for touching them, delivering them, and giving them what they need. They came on the show this morning looking for a word, Lord. Let us give them that word, Lord, through you. We thank you. We adore you. We just praise you in advance. We praise you on discount. We praise you on credit. We praise you all of those things in advance, because we know you're going to do those things that we ask. We thank you. We love you. We adore you. Be what you need to be for us today. You say, I am. Be I am to me. Be I am to them. Be whatever they need you to be, Lord, today. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 What a beautiful prayer. Thank
you.
I love that.
On credit. Yeah. I said, go ahead now. Be on credit. Well,
love it.
It's an exciting time. Things are good. God is just moving, and we are just moving along with him. I know I didn't mean to cut you off, Cynthia. I just wanted the Holy Spirit was nudging that, you know, we go ahead and set the tone right so that we can follow, because we have audience out there and we want to let them know that we are spiritually based and we are driven by the Holy Spirit, and so that they will know that in order to do that, we need to just go ahead and put God first, because we get so excited. I get so excited. I set the tone and I get to talk about something else. So anyway, I know you're up there and we're going to just, audience, we're not going to just keep you waiting for the message, but we're just talking this morning and saying congratulations to Cynthia, and yeah, I'm just glad y'all having a good time up there. We're glad to have you back, Deborah. You know, it became a dynamics of three people in a conversation. And when one is gone, you kind of miss that, you know, and you fill the void because, you know, we had Frida, and then her life got busy and one thing to the other. And it just makes it so interesting when you have as many different points of view. And I don't think you were on there, Cynthia, a week or so ago. I told Deborah that she had a fan club. She got some people that are, and I said, well, you know, I like Miss Deborah. So, you know, we all come to the table with a different perspective, but yet on one agenda, and that's the Holy Spirit and what God wants us to do. So I'm excited about that, because people can hear from different people. Yeah, they may not hear me. They may not hear you. Maybe they hear Deborah. They may not hear Deborah. May not hear me. Maybe they hear you. Vice versa.
Absolutely.
So we just honored to be on. And thank you, audience, for joining us this morning. I know you could have been anywhere doing anything, but you chose to get on this morning with us, and we truly, truly appreciate that. So you were saying that you let's do about 2 minutes of this and then we'll move on. You're saying that you found a place and there's a prison right close to it.
Well, we haven't found the place yet. I'm at my brother's, and they took us on a little tour. They took us on a tour last night of the city, and they were pointing out everything. And it's you know, we're applying for, you know, you have your vocation now, applying for jobs here at the universities, and there's about five of them within a 30-minute range, and then the prison is along the way. And so I was like, look at God. I'm like, Daddy, if this is the place to be, I declare, you know your child, and you know how much I hate to drive, and if everything is right here, this will be the place to be. And so, and I actually had saw a lady at the service station in her officer's uniform, and I was asking her about prison, and I come here and come find out, too, that my sister-in-law is an actual psychology major. She has a master's in psychology, and she wants to get involved to teach. I'm like, Daddy, you don't have to hit me over the head with a brick. I'm like, okay, we'll see what door you open for me. I'm praying that this is going to be the place where we're going to settle, because it's just absolutely adorable here. absolutely adorable, and it's family-oriented. So anything that's family-oriented, I'm all in it. I'm all in it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Deborah, you were saying something, too. Deborah?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I think you were saying something. You were making a comment.
Oh, yeah, I was making a comment about Orlando. You know, I had went on a four-day convention, world convention, and the city is beautiful, and it's just like when she was talking about it, I'm like, yes, I can say amen. I can say amen on that. I can say amen. We got lost a couple of times, but it was just awesome, and, you know, I actually thought about Cynthia. I said, well, did she say she was moving? I think I can drop by. It's too early to be dropping by. The lady ain't did a housewarming yet, Deborah. You know, like, he probably just unpacking the last box. I mean, in the house, not unpacking in the house, but I'm putting it in the house. Like, it's too soon to be talking about, you know. But I thought about you, Cynthia, and I said, she say Orlando, and I was there for 4 days, and it was just phenomenal.
We actually 45 where we are right now in D-Land is actually 45 minutes away from Orlando. No, I'm sorry, it's 30 minutes from Orlando. We got here in like 30-some minutes, 33 minutes, something to that effect. But we are very close, and you know how we do it. We have big sleepovers, so you know it's never too soon to come to where I dwell. This is God's house, so wherever we dwell, it's open to whenever you are traveling. And you and your family, so you know how we do it. We just a lover of people, and so we invite all who's traveling to come on, and let's do this.
All right.
All right. Thank y'all for sharing this morning. Okay, well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and get into what I need to do this morning, then I'll come back and get you guys, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right. That's exciting. I tell you, it's nothing like change. And sometimes we can get complacent with the way, you know, over years, just being at the same place and doing the same thing. And then you keep saying, Lord, I want you to help me. And you get bored and you seem like you're non-productive. Maybe you just need to step out into the void. Take a chance. Just know that God is not going to let you fall. If you've got a relationship with God and you know you're saved and Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, take a step. He's not going to let you fall. He will not let you fall. He'll be like the eagle. An eagle will take their baby and will take them way high and drop them. And before, if that baby don't stop flapping those wings and moving, he's going to scoop down and pick him up, take him back up and drop him again. And keep doing that until you just finally decide, okay, I need to use my wings to stay afloat. And so that's the same way I look at God, you know, with Jesus Christ being our Savior. Excuse me. I know you can hear the crackling in my voice, but I will not name what it is, but you know what I'm saying. So excuse the roughness around my voice this morning. But we have to step out and take chances. So that's why I'm excited for Cynthia and Al. And, you know, it's a new adventure. It brings new life to your relationship. You know, your brain cells grow. Your brain cells can't grow if you're looking at the same thing every day. You've got to change in order for the brain to expand. So when you're in a new direction, a new place, then all of a sudden you're seeing different things, and you got to learn something new, and you got to experience new people, new energy, new air, and the brain just expands. You got to grow new brain cells. Otherwise, you just get your brain will die, and you become complacent. In living in one spot all the time. Even if you don't remember, change the furniture around, do something each week to make your difference. Go to a different place. But then I'm going to go out into the woods somewhere and sit down and look at the trees and study and look at God and say, wow, look at God. That's why people go on vacation. They look forward. They think it's relaxation, but it's the energy and the oxygen and the new brain cells that they get when you go on vacation, because you're in a new environment and your brain is alive, it's working, and you feel like a tingling sensation in your body. You're just excited like a little kid. That's why kids are excited by going to places, because, you know, they just, their brain is always on high. The older you get, our brains just kind of get relaxed and oh well, you know. That's why you got to stay into that childlike manner so that you can always be excited. Just get excited by getting up in the morning and saying, God, you woke me up this morning. So that's the good news to mothers and daughters around the world. Just be excited that you woke up this morning. What can I do that's different today? If it ain't, I'm going to go to a different restaurant. What can I do that's different? Just walk in a new store. Don't go to the same five and dime. Go to the most expensive shop there is and hold your head up high and your shoulders back, even if you don't have a penny in your pocket, and walk in there and breathe in that environment of luxury. Your brains will be stimulated. You will be motivated. I do it all the time. I go in there and just look at some of the most expensive things. I want the Bentley. I go to the Bentley shop and just go and look at the car. Sit in it. Just do whatever you want to do. Go to the most, because you got to elevate your brain to receive new visions. Without a vision, people are going to perish. You can't make it to a place if you don't have a vision. And if you don't physically go and see and touch, I tell people, get on YouTube and look at the lifestyle of the rich and the famous. That will stop motivating you. I watch it all the time. I mean, that's just a part of my daily routine, because I am elevating my mind to receive. And I tell you, the blessings are rolling in now like you won't believe. I mean, we're just amazed at what God is doing right now, amazed at what he's doing. So for mothers and daughters around the world, you know, we can ask God all day and all night for things, and he's going to say, okay, yes, but you got to do something. You got to physically move in that direction. Go as if you believe he said yes. You want a trip? Stop planning. Stop planning. Stop looking at where you're going. Stop seeing what the tours are. Where would you want to go when you get there? You know, just stop being, because God already said yes. My father said yes. I know that's a done deal. So let me just stop preparing my mind so when I get there, it will be as if I know this city. That's the way we have to do it, so we can experience it. And I'm living in that right now. I'm living in the things that I have asked God for. I've seen them. But even when you ask God for something, you know, he hear you. But sometimes God has something even better than you can even imagine, you know. And that's the conversation I had with God just even yesterday. I was like, riding in the car, and I said, God, I was in a bubble. And I'm going to tell you, you can tell I'm in a bubble. I don't even know how to say it. It started with graduation. And with the graduation, we were coming out, and I think most of you've heard this story, and I'm just going to just give a little highlight for those who are new on the air with us today. And from the graduation, you know, we went across the street. They said, let's go across the street. There's a place over here. It's very nice. We went to walk across the street there, and she said, Dr. Fletcher, look up. And the name of the place was First Watch. And we said, wow, look at God. We'd already had an extraordinary moment inside of that auditorium for the graduation. People were crying, and it was just the Holy Spirit just took over. Don't let me miss that part. And then we were going someplace else to eat, and the Holy Spirit led us to that particular restaurant, and we went there, and then we met a gentleman, Mr. Beatty, and his wife. And the long story short was, you know, God wouldn't let us leave. The rain poured, the lightning came. The lights went off in the place, everything, when we got ready to leave, because he had asked me to speak to this gentleman, and I was kind of trying not to speak to him because I was like, well, Lord, I don't want to bother him. And the Lord said, like, you will not leave here. I mean, we could not move. We had to sit back down until I went over there and asked that gentleman what was his name. I knew who he was, but I wanted to make sure I pronounced his name right, Beatty or Beatty. And so from that, we told him about the graduation. He wrote an article in the paper. He and his wife owned the Sun, South Florida Times. And they wrote an article on the graduation. That article has spun so many interest in so many different people and media that in the meantime, while he was asking us to give him the information to do an article, he asked me if I would want to become a columnist, write a column each week for the newspaper. I was a little reluctant because I knew it was a lot of work, but, you know, I got a team, and with the team, they're like, oh, you could do it. Dr. Jean said, oh, yes, 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 we'll do it. She'll do it. And so there I was. I said, well, yeah, because I'm trying to think, and I'm looking like the deer with headlights, and she's like, what are you thinking about? You know, there's nothing to think about, you know. And I always say, God, whatever you ask me to do, I will do it. But, you know, and most of you all know that I am a talker. You know, I can talk. You put me out there, and I can go on to town with it. But sometimes when it comes to writing, I feel like, well, maybe that's not my calling. And God gave me 3 books, but that's not my calling. God gave me a magazine. That's not my calling. Okay, God give me an article in a newspaper, a major newspaper. That's not my calling. So I was riding in the car, and when Dr. Jean sent me a copy of the article, it came out in South Florida Times. You can go to southfloridatimes.com and pick it up. It's in the health section. And when she sent it to me, I was like, oh, my God. I said, God, I didn't even see that coming. He said, I know. That's the way I work. You will never see me coming. I will give you what you ask me, but I will give you far and exceedingly more than you ever could expect. And that's when that really hit me, what that meant. God, if he gives us everything we ask for, which he will and he can, sometimes we ask for something and it's not big enough. It's not large enough for what he wants. And he don't want you to settle. And so when you're in the waiting, you wonder why this is not happening, because you're too small. God has got something greater. Because I was talking to him about something else this week, and I was talking in one way, and God said, why are you asking me for that amount? That's too small. And he threw this big amount out. And I said, well, you know what? I can roll with that. That's exactly what I said. Okay. He said, you know, because that's not going to get you where you need to go. But this will get you where you need to go. I'm like, yes, that'll do that for me. So I realized in my asking, I was asking for something he didn't really want me to have. He had something bigger for me. Never saw the article in a newspaper. Never saw myself as a columnist. Never, ever, ever. It never dawned on me. Because what? God will give you the unexpected. He don't want you with what you know that you think you can do. He wants you to do something that when it's done, everybody knows it's God. You know it's God. And like me this morning saying, I know it's God. Because the article came so smooth. The direction on how to do it, so smooth. The same way he did with the article for the graduation, when the Holy Spirit started writing that through me so smooth, we just, you know, seal it up and stretch it out, and it was like, wow. So this morning I'm here to tell you, God is blessing the ministry. He's blessing us in it. I can see him when he leads Cynthia someplace. She's like, to me, I sometimes look at it, and Cynthia, no disrespect to you, it's like John the Baptist, because she has been the lead in to a lot of things that God has directed my path through. And I recognize that, you know, we all have a role. And I was like, wow, Lord, I'm just in a bubble. And just as I was driving in the car, and I got a phone call. And of course, 1 second. since I'm doing all this, I'm gonna open you up live. Cynthia, you and Deborah, I'm gonna open you up live because I didn't plan to do this. I was going on to what I thought I had written, but the Holy Spirit is telling me to do it this way. But anyway, y'all there? So you could be
yes,
up.
Ma'am.
Okay, be open. So just as I was driving in the car, I got a text from a young lady that did a television interview, and they invited me to come and speak when I did the book, did a television interview on me. And I sent her the article. My spirit said, send her the article for the graduation. And so she emailed me and said, I would like to have you on one of the shows. This is good. And I said, okay, whenever, just let me know. So she sent me the information, and I had to fill out another bio. And I filled that out, and she texted me yesterday morning and said, what about October the 17th? And it just flashed up on my phone. I didn't get to read it. I just saw it flashed up on my phone. And I thought, well, I'll get back with her later. So I'm driving along in the car, and all of a sudden she called me, and she said, Dr. Fletcher? I said, yeah. She said, this is Allison. I said, hey, Allison, how you doing? She said, I'm fine. She said, I was just wondering, I had a guest for the show on, because they have several different shows. I had a guest for the show, a show on the 17th of September, and I was wondering if you could come be the guest because the person canceled. And I said, the 17th? Did you say the 17th of September? She said, yes. Yeah. She said, is that too soon? I know, you know, that might not fit your schedule. I said, no, the 17th of September is just fine. I said, look at God. And she said, what? I said, because my Florida team is coming up for the weekend. We're doing planning for the whole week. They're coming up to North Carolina with me. So when I come on the 17th, I can bring all of them. And she said, wow. I told her, I said, look at God. So now we'll all be there for the show. And so I thought that was good. And I was dreaming. I said, God, you are something else. I must be able to ask her about the sizzle reel, because I had sent her a sizzle reel of the television show. And I said, well, Allison, did you ever see the sizzle reel that I sent you? She said, yeah. And I passed it on. And she said, but I'll make sure that I remind him. And I forgot the gentleman's name. I got to remember that right back again. Oh, Lord. She said, I'll pass it on to him and remind him to look at it. She said, but don't worry about it, though, because you're going to meet him when you get here. You're on his show, and he's the president of the station. I was like, look at God. I said, so, audience, I'm telling you, all
thank
you
got
to do is set
what
your
amazing.
Vision. Set your vision and sit back. Keep yourself in order. Because God work in order. And watch him work it out. Now, the gentleman that I was trying to get the sizzle reel to, somebody canceled off of his show. He is the man that makes all the decisions. And I'm on his show. And everybody's going to be there. And so she said, I was like, so I asked her, I said, well, can Cynthia be on the show with me? And she said, well, yeah. So now I got to send in some questions for them to ask you, Cynthia. So I told her, I said, you can lead in with me, but I'd like to have her come apart because I didn't do this by myself. And so isn't God awesome? You are here, going to be here, and Dr. Jean's going to be here, and Angie's already here. It's just amazing. And I was laughing in the car. I wanted to call you, but I didn't want to bother yesterday. But I was laughing in the car saying, God, you are awesome. And I'm saying
absolutely.
This not as a bragging thing, audience. That's not what I'm doing. Trust me. And I think if you know and you can feel the Spirit, you know that's not what I'm doing. I'm telling you, if you wait on God, if you just keep going, don't quit. What you're doing, your faith is going to your works and your faith is going to meet together, and that's going to move God. I'm not doing anything particular but what he asked us to do. Finish that college. We finished that college, things happen. But I have to say this, I was talking to someone, and I told him, I said, oh, I went to lunch with my friends on Thursday. And I was telling them, I said, you know, God gave me a plan. So mothers and daughters, if God gave you something in your heart and you sitting on it, you holding up your production. God gave me a plan about 3 years ago, and he told me to follow this plan. And I was, you know, trying to figure it all out, because it seemed like what I was asked to do, I didn't have enough resources to do it. But I should have just, now that I look back at it, I thought, how dumb was that? You got to trust God. But in January of this year, God reminded me again of that plan. He had me to write it down, to follow that plan. And I said, God, I am going to start January 1 on this plan. And July the 31st, God spoke to me, and he said, you know, 7 is my number. I said, yes. He said, you followed my plan for 7 months. You did not deviate it. You did exactly what I asked you to do. He said, and now I have opened the windows of heaven upon you. August the 1st, things started changing. And from that, it's just rippling right now like the ocean. Do what God asked you to do. And yesterday, as I was riding in the car, I heard these words. When Jesus' mother said to him, said to the young men, when he told him to go get the water, she told him, she said, whatever he asked you to do, just do it. And when you do what he asked you to do, miracles follow. That's why that was his first miracle. They did what he said. Fill these containers up with water. And then what? They followed the instructions. He was able to work the miracle. You can't get the miracle without following the instructions. So I just wanted to share that. The Holy Spirit told me to share that. I hope that blessed somebody. On Sunday, a young lady is going to have us on. And I hope that you can join us, Cynthia and Deborah, on Facebook Live. She's going to introduce us. We're going to go through all of the things that is happening with mother and daughter, the college, the whole nine yards. She's going to introduce us so that we can open up live for our Facebook Live, and we'll be doing Facebook Live once a week. I don't know how God is going to do it. We'll be doing Facebook Live, but we'll definitely be videoing, doing the television shows, putting them up on YouTube, because that's another instruction. Just start with YouTube. I do that, God will do the rest. So just follow the instructions. So I'm excited about that. We got our camera equipment. We are ready to go. So radio audience, join us. Go to South Florida. It's SFL Times. S is in South, FL for Florida, Times with an S. com. Go there, look under the health department, read the article. And then Facebook, if you're not a friend of mine, then you might want to send me a Facebook friend, and I'll click you in. I'll go in there, make sure I find everybody, and then that way you can join us. And we're calling it Sunday. We're going to do it Sunday. It's called Sunday Brunch, and we're going to do food for the soul. She's been on there for a while. She seems to be a guru for Facebook, and the Lord just kind of put it in my life, and so she said, we're going to fan the flame, and we're going to spread you out there, and then you get into my Facebook and the people that I built, and we'll help you build. So God is on a move. What's your take, Cynthia? I know I'm going on and on and on, but that's just what the Lord told me.
No, you know, Dr. Fletcher, you know, as an educator, I tell students all the time, college is designed for one reason. It teaches you how to follow instructions. And I'm a stickler for being on my students with regards to following instructions, because we can't have what God has for us unless we follow his instructions, because he left us instructions. And people, I hear people say all the time that we don't have a manual. No, God left of how to raise kids and how to do this or how to do that. But God left us a manual, that the Bible is our manual, and it tells us how to go about doing anything and everything for our lives. We struggle with life to exist in life because we don't follow instructions, the instructions of God. And so when we default from the plan that God has, see, God gives us a vision. We think that's the plan, but that's just the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the plan comes as you the plan unfolds as you follow the instructions. Do that make sense,
mm-hmm.
please? Because
it
is all about us being in compliance and being in following God's instructions. And you can't follow instructions unless you read. And that's why he tells us to study to show ourselves approved. You can't put put certain things together unless you're able to read the instructions. I love it.
Mm.
I love it. That's my take on it, baby.
Yeah, that's it. You know, 'cause a lot of times people get things, and I'm big at that. I'll be the first one to admit, I'll get something, and I just start trying to figure out how to put it together. The manual's sitting over to the side. And then when you find yourself can't do it, you got to go back and pull that manual out because you don't know which screw go where. You know, and I'm thinking, how dumb was that? Why would you even attempt to do something like that without even reading the manual, you know? Because we just don't want to read the instructions. You know, it's just something about that's the trick of the enemy. If I can keep you from reading the instructions, you won't get the information. And the Bible is nothing but a book of instructions, like you say, and tell you exactly what to do, when to do it. You go in those Proverbs, boy, I tell you, you can't miss it. It tells you exactly what you need to do. So, anyway, I know, Deborah, if you had anything to say right now, but I'm going to go into what was on my mind this morning when I was talking to the Holy Spirit. You know, the whole series for the newspaper, it's about the dynamics. Somebody's got a dog somewhere. Might want to mute.
Okay.
Let me mute. I'll mute. I do that just for the recording's sake. We're talking about the dynamics of a mother and daughter relationship. And that's the series that we're kind of tapping into in the newspaper article. You know, the dynamics of the mother-daughter relationship. And so I was thinking about that. You know, last week now, Deborah, I know you may have your phone mute, but and I don't have you live, but I'm just saying this so you'll hear me. Cynthia did an awesome job, and to the audience, Cynthia did an awesome job last week on the symptoms of codependency in the mother and daughter relationship. She was the lead on this last week, and I tell you, we got so much from it, and I'm sure mothers and daughters are looking at their relationship and questioning, am I dependent on my daughter? Am I too dependent on my daughter? Now, we know a daughter's dependent on the mother, so that, but even at that, it can be one of those relationships where it's too dependent that the daughter can't grow, because sometimes mothers don't want to allow to let them go. You're just holding on real tight, and then you have a problem. And the minute she gets out of that door, she just go buck wild and say, you know, I'm going to do this, because when I go back in, I know she's going to have her hands around my neck. So we talked about some of those issues, which really has been, it was really interesting. I even learned something. So, you know, we always learning, and it's not like we so much just because we hear facilitating this radio program doesn't make us an authority. We are still learning. And in fact, we are just sharing with you the lessons that we're learning from our Father as well. So that brings us to this week's stimulating topic, you know, the dynamics of a mother and daughter relationship. What I wanted to do was just kind of open this up because we're going to be talking about this and sharing some of the stuff on the newspaper, in the newspaper articles, just to get stimulation in the mind and grow some new brain cells. So when you hear the word dynamic, just when you say it, dynamics. See, the word dynamic sounds huge. Just say it, dynamic. It's huge. It gives you the impression of something bigger than life. And when you hear the word dynamics, I mean, it sounds even larger because it's got the S on it, dynamics. I mean, many. So when you're talking about dynamics, we're talking about active. You're talking about something that's active. It's like, when I say active, I'm thinking about a grenade. You know, you pull the plug and it's going to explode. You talk about self-motivated. See, the dynamics in a mother and daughter relationship, they are self-motivated. Everybody want what they want. And the dynamics come out of that self-motivation. The mother's self-motivated, the daughter's self-motivated, and the war is that. The dynamics is the war, the conflict, fighting for your rights, for what you stand for what you believe. And I'm not going to give up on what I believe. I don't care what you say. That's the daughter, the mother. I am the mother. I'm the one in charge here. And what I say is the rule. That's what works here. You see those dynamics? You see the clashing? You see the... Because what? It's self-motivated. Some people die fighting for what they think is right. It's not even worth it. You're dead. Daughters leave home angry, not speaking to their mothers for years because they're angry about their point of view, their self-motivating thoughts. She don't understand me. How many times have I heard that in clinical sessions? Once we get an image in our heads and we cover those images with intra-conversation, the image becomes the core. The intra-conversations begin to wrap itself around the core like thread around a ball, until all of a sudden you just see or hear the intra-conversation, and a lot of times you can't even remember what caused the conflict. You can't even remember. I've been sitting in sessions, and I'm talking to mothers and daughters, and I said, well, what happened? And they look at each other like, I don't know. But you're not talking, and you don't know what happened. It's been that long. Well, yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was, but I just know, okay, you don't remember what it was. So it must not have been that important. It's like Family Feud. It's like your neighbors you can't get along with. It's been going on so long that the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren still don't like Miss Mary and her children next door. And they don't even know why. They just know that the grandmother didn't like Miss Mary and the mother didn't like Miss Mary. So we're not supposed to like Miss Mary either. But ask them why they don't like Miss Mary. I don't know. Self-motivated. The dynamics is a forceful energy that can work. And I'm not saying dynamics is all negative. Dynamics can also be motivating because you can make it, it can be good things that is so large, it's larger than words. It has a force for energy. It forces a person into a space. And sometimes when they get there, they don't know how they got there. They don't know why they're there. They're just living in a whole new space. Dynamics represent a full life. A full life. Whatever it is that started the dynamics, the more you talk about it, the more life you give it. That's why sometimes it's good to just don't say anything. Just close your mouth and say, okay, tell you what. This is now seem like it's going to work for us right now at the moment. So why don't we do this? Why don't we taper this and let it rest? And I say that because that's what I do. If I ever feel like I'm debating with my daughter about something and she has a different opinion and I can feel her opinion, she can feel mine, I said, you know what? Let's taper this. Because, see, you got to know to cut things off when you recognize that they're going in a different direction. Because I know I'm not going 10 minutes without speaking to my daughter. I know that. I know that. So why even go there and build up into a discussion and I'm gonna be miserable. I would be totally miserable. And that's why if I'm in any disagreement, 10 minutes is too long for me. So I just tell her. I said, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to taper this. Because right now I have my opinion, you have yours. And so we're just not going to talk about it because it don't really matter. It's not that important. She said, okay, Mama. Most of the time we forget about it and move on. I refuse. I am not going around, walking around, not talking to my daughter. That's not going to happen. There's nothing she can do or say that's going to cut off communication. That's my daughter. And I know when you're not talking, it's more dangerous when than talking because that silence is something else. So each of these words that I just present, they represent volume. You determine the volume. It's like the volume on the radio. You can keep it low, medium, or you can go high. Or you can even get one of those woofers that are blasted right on out the neighborhood. I've seen mothers and daughters don't even want to say it, but mothers and daughters fighting each other. I mean, physically fighting. Now, I call that's outside of the box for me. But it does happen, audience. And sometimes when you let the dynamics of your negative energy get out of control, it could end up in a physical confrontation. I just had someone tell me that this week, the daughter and the mother fighting. The mother damaged the daughter's arm. The daughter damaged the mother's arm. They're bleeding. The mother said, take a picture. The other daughter, who's in the midst of this, and she's just about to pull her hair out between the two. They lived in the same house. She's across the street. And the mother says, well, take a picture so I have it as evidence. She said, well, did you damage her arm? Did you do that to her arm? Yes, I did. And she did that to your arm? Yes, she did. Okay. Then why are you going to, you know, she won't let the daughter leave. They stay there, and they're just in this bubble of high explosive dynamics daily. I'm not talking about weekly, daily something crazy going on. So it will get into a physical altercation, and that's not good because eventually somebody might go blowed to a level of death. So that's why you have to decide to speak life or death into any situation. I speak death into negative conversations that's coming up in my conversations with my daughter. No, we're going to shut this down. That's why God said, kill the flesh. You got to shut it down. Kill it. And mothers, you got to be the bigger person. You can't just stand there and argue with a daughter. I don't care if she is grown. I'm not arguing with you. You don't argue with a child. She's still a child to you. So why would you argue with a child? My daughter's younger than me. 21 and a half years younger than me. She's still a child to me. I'm not going to argue with her. We're going to taper this. And if we need to talk about it again, we will. But not at this moment. I'm not giving the enemy any room to come in there and start something and say, and we mess around and say something to each other and hurt each other's feelings, because words are so powerful, you can't take the word back. So I don't want to say something to my daughter that I can't take back. And we're all capable of doing it. So don't think to yourself, oh, I wouldn't do that. Yes, you will, because we can get pushed. You know, there's that old self in there. We have to keep, when you say kill it, that means you got to kill it every day. Because things that you used to say and things that, you know, it will pop out of your mouth if you're not careful. You get riled up and running your mouth too much, you're going to say something that you can't take back. And I don't want to do that. So these are a few areas of dynamics that many mothers and daughters are having or have experienced. So when we talk about dynamics, we can look at a gamut of things: abandonment, lack of love, rejection, misunderstood, preferred treatment of a sibling. That's a big one. She liked my brother better than she liked me. Or she liked my sister better than she liked me. Or you're disconnected from your mother and you don't know how to connect. Jealousy between a mother and a daughter, just to name a few. But what are some of the main reasons for these dynamics in a mother and daughter relationship? And then that's going to take you to South Florida Times. It's sfltimes.com. Go to the health section and read the article. And you're going to get what I suggested that you do to manage some of the dynamics in your life. And what I wanted to talk about today, and they said, oh, Dr. Fletcher, come on now. You're not going to send us to the newspaper. Yes, I am. Read. We got to get in the habit of reading. It's not that long, but read. Go get it. Read it. It's SFL Times with an S. .com. Go to the health and you'll see my picture. Well, you may not see my picture, but you know, you'll see my picture, but everybody don't know me out there in the audience. You can go online and look at it, and it'll say Dr. Bessie Fletcher. The Dynamics of a Mother and Daughter Relationship is the title. And so today what I was wanting to talk to you about and have gotten into, and we just about to the end, is the silence treatment. So we're gonna hold that to next week. And what I'm gonna do, I didn't realize we talked so much. I am so sorry. Audia? Cynthia and Deborah?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
I didn't realize. Oh, my God. This time is going by so fast. Okay.
I know.
So what is your take on it? And then we'll give Deborah a few minutes. We got 7 minutes. So let's begin to buy that. Jeez.
Well, you just described a relationship that's codependent. It's a thing you mentioned several symptoms of codependency. The one that I just heard was control. She won't let me leave. I'm a grown woman. The devil is a liar. I'm going to stay there in that chaos? No, ma'am. That you just described the article that I pretty much sent you on yesterday, actually, because any time that you have a sense of control over another human being where you won't let them leave, and it's an explosive relationship. What does that say about you as a mother? You're trying to control every aspect of an adult. No.
Mm-hmm.
And it has gotten to the point where you guys are physically hurting each other? Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you will always be her mother. You will always be older than her. So why are you standing there going back and forth with your daughter to the point of a physical harm? You just described Codependency 101.
Yeah. Well, see, the mother.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm going to expand on that. You know, I counseled that young lady when she was in high school. That's been years and years ago. And I told her mother, I said, you're going to regret some of the things that you're doing now in the years to come. She was 16 years old, and she tried to buy her everything, you know. Just, and the girl acting out, she would buy a brand new car, you know. And she'd come to me and say, you know, this is my first beginning of my counseling years and years ago. I'm telling you, this girl is in her 30s now. And I said to her, I said, why are you acting out? She said, because I can. And they think they can just buy me, I'm going to do what I want to do, and then she'll go buy me a new car, or she'll just do this, that, and the other. I'm like, I've set the mother down. And now I said, you know, I can't help you. I can't. You have to go to Jesus. Because this has been going on for 30 years. Well, not quite. Yeah, probably about 30 years. And now it has gotten to the point where the mother is in her almost 80 years old, and she's fighting her 37-year-old fighting her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Giving her hell. But the daughter says, she's in your house, you can put her out. Because you don't put her out, then I ain't nothing I can do, because y'all just made for each other. And they're going to worry the heck out of me. So, yes, I didn't think about it, but that is a codependency situation. Deborah?
I tell you, I don't even need to add to it. Y'all covered it all. Cynthia, 101, codependency, 101. The mother afraid of being alone, and you need the daughter to be there at all costs, even if it's abusive. I don't want to be alone. It could be a selfish thing, too, you know? You know, she feel comfortable with her just being there, even though it ain't healthy. But you know, it's an issue of self-considering some type of way. So I've met people been in a relationship. I even been in a relationship before because for security, but it was abusive, really abusive. You know, when I first got clean, I know it was a new way of life, and I found myself dealing with some verbal abuse. You know, just so I could have that security in that relationship, because I was had a new thing going on, like, you know, recovery. This is new for me. No mind or substance. You know what I mean? No other. So I was afraid of being alone. So I stayed in the relationship until one day it just got too bad, and I said, hey. So the bottom line is, when they get sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they hit your bottom, when they hit the bottom and enough is enough, it might be too late. But prayerfully, they'll come to realize sooner than later, you know, it's an emotional thing, you know. It's just keep them in prayer that, you know, one day that they'll wake up before it's too late, before somebody seriously get hurt, you know.
And Deborah, you mentioned something that's interesting.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I just wanted to say that, because I know we pressed the time. And I also want to say this real quick, that I am officially a member of the Board of Directors for the Legal Service in Greater Miami. Praise the Lord.
Yes. All right. Congratulations.
Good job. Congratulations.
Who would have thought? You know, my history. So I got my
hey,
little
God.
I just thought I'd throw that in there right quick. And, you know,
I'm
Greater
glad
Miami.
You did, because, see,
Legal service.
All the legal issues I had, legal service, board of directors.
Wow.
What are you doing?
Okay, so you are what now? Say that again. I can't hear.
I don't know what it is.
It sounds
like a...
Hold on, let me fall away. I'm a member of the board of directors for Legal Service of Greater Miami. I have a 3-year
term.
That
is awesome.
It started. Well, I got a letter yesterday. It's official. So I just thought I'd share that.
You know what?
Let people know that you gotta do things you can't do for yourself, and you know, listen to God. And instructions are very important. And God say,
you know, live my way. I got a plan for you. I got a plan that prosper you, and that you be in great health, and that you have all that you need to do this journey. And so I decided I'm going to do it God's way, all the way. Not no shortcuts, no you know, going around the corner and trying to not read the instructions. Just do it God's way, because he has the greatest plan for your life. Just do it God's way.
And, you know, that is amazing because you would be the perfect person to be on that board because you have experience. Mm. You know what they're talking about when they walk in that door. You've been there when they're talking
and
about,
the
you know.
They're having.
Yes.
And I'm a certified leader,
God, too. See, God is taking your mess and turning it into his best. He really is.
And I have experience on both sides. So, you know, I'm a certified paralegal. I got certified in 1995. So I just didn't renew my certification, but I am certified paralegal. So, and then I got history of legal affiliation with crime. And so I'm just in the middle. God be the glory.
Amen. Congratulations,
Amen.
Girl.
Amen. Congratulations, Deborah.
That's all. That's what we here for, just to praise God. And to share God. I mean, you know, you all got testimonies out there. Come on. When you want to, just share. Let people know what God's doing in your life. The more you share what God is doing, the more people is motivated. You know, we're not here to preach and beat people down. This whole thing, this show is based on love. That's the core of this show. To show the love of God and how he manifested in our life. You'll never hear us get on here talking negative, beating something down, because that's not God. He wants us to spread the good news.
That's right.
Good news. Because you know what, Deborah, I was talking to God, and I said, one day somebody said to me, well, are you going to have a church? I'm like, no. God didn't ask me about a church. And so I'm looking at all the ministers, you know, and I'm accustomed watching. I got my favorites and stuff that I watch on television. And so finally I said, well, I said, no, I don't have a church. I said, you have a ministry every Saturday morning. You preach every Saturday morning. I was like, wow, I didn't know that's what I was doing. Excuse me. You're preaching every Saturday morning. So that's what we're doing here, ladies. Y'all probably know it, and I didn't. It didn't really stink to me like that. Yeah, we are ministering every Saturday morning the gospel, and this is our platform to preach the gospel to the world, to mothers and daughters especially. So mothers and daughters out there, we just thank you for joining us and listening. Deborah, I thank you. Welcome back. I'm excited. You always have something good to say. Takes us to a different level. Cynthia, I thank you. I'm excited. I am so glad that God brought you all into my life. I can tell a difference.
Absolutely.
And audience, there's so many of you out there that I know personally. I just thank God for you. You know who you are. But, Deborah, I want to say something that you just, because it came up in my spirit. I thought Cynthia was getting ready to say it because she said you just touched on something. And I was getting ready to say the same thing. You just touched on something. And just as I was ready to open my mouth, Cynthia said it. But she didn't really say what I was getting ready to say. She might have been thinking it. It was when you said that the mother is it's settling for just to have someone there so she won't be lonely. You know, I didn't think about that. That's a good thought. I'm gonna speak to her daughter about that because because I kept saying, why would she keep putting up with it? But, you know, there's some other dynamics that went on there in that family. And I won't get into that right now, but serious dynamics. And that's probably what it is. She don't want to be in that house by herself.
And if you don't mind, Dr. Fletcher, what came up in my spirit was that Deborah said that she stayed in the relationship out of a sense of security. But where is the security in abuse? There is no security.
No, but let me share this. And now I'm going to share this because nobody knows exactly who I'm talking about. But the first husband committed suicide in the house. Got married 20-some years later. The second husband committed suicide in the swimming pool. So that may be her being older now. it may be comfort. I'd rather be here by myself. But you're tripping something in my head here. That I need to talk to her daughter about. So anyway, thank you for that. That was good. That's why I say when you think you're not maybe adding something, you don't know what God has got and what everybody else has in their mind, that one word can trigger something. And that one word triggered something for me because it just kind of put me in perspective of something, because I know these people are like my family. You know, their daughter's my best friend. And but anyway, thank you for that. I'm not going to prolong this. Audience, thank you for listening. It has absolutely been wonderful. You guys, take care. I'll talk to you later. I'm excited about our coming together and things that God is doing. I can see us now. And Deborah, congratulations.
Thank you, and likewise.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Thank
okay,
you, audience.
Bye.
We went
okay.
over time, but it was worth it. Goodbye. Bye, Cynthia. Enjoy your day.
All right, honey. Love you guys.
Bye,
right,
love you. Love you.
With somebody, yeah, I wanna dance with somebody, with somebody who loves me. Ooh, ooh.
Alexa, play Whitney Houston.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Living your life cutthroat. You gotta be so cold. Yeah, you're a natural.
Alexa, play Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
'Cause you're a natural. I've been in heart of stone. You gotta be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.